The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We begin with this one from Good Housekeeping. The Seal Spotlight is Family Fun Night. These expert-approved products, a crunchy snack, a cozy blanket, and the latest from Lego, will turn any room into a playroom. So these are their recs. Better blanket. Cuddle up with this comfy, ultra-cozy Sherpa throw on your next chilly movie night. The classic blue plaid pattern, and it's a very deep blue, works well both indoors and outside with a variety of decors. Reviewers said it was the perfect size for wrapping themselves up in. Plus, it's a machine washable one for easy cleaning. Lab results. The experts in the Good Housekeeping Textiles Lab loved how plush the material was and noted that the Sherpa material felt extremely soft. They also loved that it was a quality blanket without being too pricey. This is the Plush Blue Buffalo Check Sherpa Throw Blanket, $40 at homedepot.com/decor. Next, a popped sweet treat. Jolly Time is our longest-standing seal holder. It has held the honor since 1925. Back when the brand first got the Good Housekeeping seal, popcorn was considered a special treat, but now it's a common household snack. Popcorn is considered a whole grain and is rich in polyphenols, which are antioxidants. This kettle corn has the perfect marriage of salty and sweet flavors paired with a great crunch for a satisfying snack. Lab results, Jolly Time consistently produces tasty quality snacks in multiple flavors and a number of forms, from microwave popcorn to kernels that can be popped in an air popper and on the stovetop. Our experts like that the company sources its high-quality kernels from family-owned farms in the Midwest. This recommendation is for the Jolly Time kettle corn, $5.50 for 6 packets, at jollytime.com. And probably at grocery stores. Brick Building Buddy. If little ones need an activity on family night, Lego is the way to go. The brand is a longtime favorite of our experts. It's Lots of Bricks set. Comes with 1,000 colorful pieces, meaning that what you create is limited only by your imagination. And if you need some inspiration, the set also comes with prompts for making 10 different figures. Lab results? Experts in our parenting lab said that prompts were clear and the pieces snapped together easily. Our pros appreciated the suggestions in the colorful ideas booklet and the separate bags of blocks for an efficient building process. It's the Lego Classic Lots of Bricks, $60 at lego.com. And a little aside for expert advice for popcorn, think beyond the microwave. We love the convenience of zapping a bag of popcorn, but nothing quite compares with watching the kernels burst in a popcorn maker. Plus, these simple appliances, which come in electric and stovetop varieties, are quick and easy to use and allow you to control the amount and type of seasoning. Stovetop models, usually made of durable stainless steel or aluminum, require keeping a close eye on the popcorn to prevent it from burning. Electric options, typically made of plastic, automatically control the heat and sometimes stir the popcorn for you. For a few of our top picks, you can go to goodhousekeeping.com and look for best popcorn makers. From Good Housekeeping, The Beauty Lab, 23 Easy Ways to Pamper Yourself. Start the new year on a fresh note with simple tricks and little transformations to bring relaxing, revitalizing self-care into your beauty routine and beyond. First, indulge in a face oil. When my skin is particularly parched or dull, I pat a face oil all over for a quick hit of hydration that makes my complexion feel replenished and look glowy. This is from April Franzino, the beauty director. Next, coddle cuticles. Before bed, I spend a minute rubbing a thick cuticle cream onto my nails and wake up with soft, neat cuticles. That was Chiara Butler, Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab Reviews Analyst. Next, buff your body. I keep a traditional Turkish kis exfoliating mitt in the shower to give my skin a spa-like sloughing. You can use it alone or with a product like body wash or soap. Add zen to your space. I love turning on a fragrance diffuser an hour or so before going to sleep. I'll use different essential oils, from lavender to rose, to create a calming, serene environment for rest. Then revive sleepy eyes. I leave under eye patches. Try Good Housekeeping Seal Star Mary Kay's Hydrogel Eye Patches, $40 for 30 pairs, in the fridge and pull them out right before use. The coolness helps reduce the look of under-eye puffiness and feels invigorating. And they're available on MaryKay.com. Maximize moisture. After a shower or bath, I massage a rich cream onto my body to double up on hydration and leave my skin plumped. Next, pucker up to soft lips. Spoil often overlooked lips with a little facial. Smooth flaky skin by buffing lips with a damp washcloth or a lip scrub. Then layer on a thick lip mask for nourishment. Next, breathe deeply for relief. When I'm stressed, I'll put a few drops of an aromatherapy essential oil. I love Farm Aesthetics Adrenal Support Etheric Inhalation Oil with citrus and pine. Available for $20 from farmaesthetics.com. I'm going to spell that one. FarmAesthetics.com. That into my palms. Cup them around my nose and mouth, then inhale and exhale for 10 seconds to decompress. Next, elevate your bath. Today's soaks are much more than warm water and a few bubbles. Take your sudsing experience to the next level with these indulgent bath boosters. Say spa, ah, and they offer four. Atmospheric accents. Add ambience to the room before you step in. I burn a candle with a soothing scent to set the mood. Or tie together a bunch of fresh eucalyptus and hang it from the shower head to release a calming aroma when the steam hits. The lab pick, Neom Organics Perfect Night's Sleep Candle, $55 on Amazon. H2O enhancers. Get more from your soak by adding a bath product to the water for aromatherapy and bonus benefits. Try a bubble bath or a bath bomb for suds, a bath oil or a bath soak for skin softening, or bath salts for aches. Skin smoothers. A bath is the perfect time to buff skin silky with a creamy body scrub or a body brush. I use a medium to soft bristle dry brush on my body before I get in to exfoliate and promote circulation. Using gentle pressure and moving in circular motions smooths and softens skin. So they offer two picks here, the Dove Crushed Macadamia and Rice Milk Body Scrub, $7 at Walmart, and Spiritual Slow Beauty Dry Body Brush, $20 from spiritual.com. And hydration helpers. When my skin is especially dry or feels sensitive, I apply an oil before and after a bath to help lock in moisture. Sometimes I even drop it into the bath to give my skin that silky feel. And our next one, we are up to number 10. Luxuriate while you wash. I scrub my skin with a gentle exfoliating mud while waiting for my conditioner to sink in, and then rinse them both off at the same time. Give hair extra care. Once or twice per month, I give my strands a salon-style deep treatment, either with the hair oiling technique or by applying an overnight hair mask to my damaged ends, then wrapping them in a bun. Steam your skin. I have oily skin with large pores, and the warm steam from a facial steamer helps loosen impurities trapped in my pores. My favorite part is that it feels like a pampering spa treatment. Next, try a trending beauty treatment. Lip blushing for lasting definition. No, it's not blush for your lips. This professional treatment is actually semi-permanent tattooed makeup that is used to boost the natural color, shape, and fullness of lips. Ink is deposited into the lip with a needle similar to that used for permanent tattooing. Only minimal pain is involved, but side effects can include temporary swelling, skin flaking, and gradual softening of the color. The cost can range from around $500 to more than $1,000, depending on location, and of course, it will eventually fade and will need to be redone. The next one, let me flip. Help dry skin. Remember to nourish fragile hand skin, prone to damage from wear and tear, by stashing hand cream by the sink, in your bag, and at your desk, and not forgetting to use it once in a while. Get an instant facial. Before a bath or a shower, I apply a face mask to purify or hydrate my skin as I suds up. I'll use a sheet mask in the bath and a rinse-off formula in the shower. Treat your feet. I smooth a foot cream onto the bottoms of my soles when I get into bed for an extra dose of pampering and to have softer heels by morning. Body lotion works too. For extra credit, pull on socks to seal in the product. Next one, make your shower a sanctuary. To unwind immediately, no bath needed, I mist an essential oil spray, like Eurospa or Aromatics, pure eucalyptus oil shower mist, $33 at Amazon, in my shower to infuse the air with a eucalyptus or lavender scent. Invigorate tired skin. I stash face mists with essential oils. A favorite is Caudalie Beauty Elixir, $49 from Sephora, at my desk and in my kitchen drawer, for when I feel depleted during the day. A few spritzes refresh my skin and senses. Escape with a soothing eye mask. While under-eye patches help wake you up, the new steam eye masks like My Curie by Kao, K-A-O, soothing steam eye mask, $15 for 5 on Amazon, do the opposite. They gently warm skin and emit a woodsy aroma that's so relaxing it could put you to sleep. Massage away stress. Taking time to apply skincare to your décolletage, shoulders, and arms can be an indulgence. The simple action of gently rubbing on a lotion is so calming. The décolletage or décolleté is right below your neck, the top part of your chest. Fall asleep with fragrance. I mist on a comforting gourmand perfume before bed. The sweetness and warmth create a cocoon of coziness as I drift off. Depuff your face. I keep an ice roller, a jade roller also works, in the freezer, and roll it on my skin when it's feeling swollen to depuff and make myself feel energized fast. And the last one, revitalize your hairstyle. A fresh cut will give you a boost every time you look in the mirror. From Women's Day, the bare necessities. For Winnie the Pooh Day, January 18th, we're reflecting on the life lessons we learned from this icon, whether or not he realized he was teaching them to us. 1. Seek out friends with different personalities who come from diverse backgrounds. 2. Don't let a little adversity, like getting your head stuck in a honeypot, keep you from pursuing the sweet things in life. And 3. It's okay not to be the smartest one in the room, but strive to be the kindest. Lessons from Winnie the Pooh. Don't forget Winnie the Pooh Day, January 18th. Now go nuts. Here's books you'll go nuts for. There we go. This is from Woman's Day. January 1st is Squirrel Appreciation Day. In honor of Squirrel Appreciation Day, or the only holiday worth celebrating, according to Women's Day's resident squirrel librarian, yes, she's biased, here are page turners you should Squirrel Away for a Rainy Day at Home. And they offer three recommendations. These are kids' books. Oakley the Squirrel, The Search for Z by Nancy Rose, R-O-S-E. This delightful alphabet book is full of photos of real squirrels, no photoshopping, in adorable indoor home setups. And the cover shows a squirrel with his little face in a teeny tiny little squirrel-sized red wagon that has a couple little toys in it. The next book, Scaredy Squirrel in a Nutshell by Melanie Watt, W-A-T-T. Scaredy, the lovable hero of this book series, is afraid of many things, but seeing him conquer his fears will inspire readers to overcome theirs. And Those Darn Squirrels by Adam Rubin, R-U-B-I-N. A group of squirrels are at odds with Old Man Fouquier, who has put feeders out in an attempt to keep birds from flying south for the winter. Their plan manages to charm not only the old grump, but us too. From Good Housekeeping. Question. I have a good winter coat, but I still get cold. What else should I get to stay warm? Answer. Accessories designed for chilly temperatures can make all the difference. Hands and feet often feel the cold first, so it's important to keep them covered. Here are some tips to help you make sure you've selected items that will retain heat, along with expert-tested recommendations. Top-tested winter weather lab picks. For your head, opt for a hat that fits over your head and ears. Styles that have warm linings or are made of wool will be the coziest. They are showing the Everyday Beanie. This fleece hat has a thermal reflective lining that will retain body heat without weighing you down. It's the Columbia Trail Shaker Omni Heat Fleece Beanie, $20. For your body, choose wool or fleece-lined base layers that fit snugly to block cold air, especially when outdoors for long periods. Brushed base with fabric that's brushed to trap in air and made of ultra-fine fibers, this stretchy top is ideal under a sweater for extra warmth. It's the UniGlow Heat Tech Ultra Warm Crew Neck Long Sleeve T-shirt, $30. For your hands, insulation is key. Mittens keep fingers warmer than gloves. But if going for gloves, consider a touchscreen-compatible pair. They're Rec Packable Mittens. Think of a puffer jacket for your hands. This pair has a high-performance insulating fill and can easily be compressed to fit in a pocket or a bag. It's the L.L. Bean Primaloft Pack-Away Mittens, $50. And for your feet, instead of thick socks, opt for those with pile, i.e. loops of yarn, on their interiors to trap air. They recommend the Cozy Wool Socks. These socks feature generous knit loops and temperature-regulating merino wool to retain heat. It's the Wigwam Merino Comfort Hiker Midweight Crew Socks, $20. From Woman's Day, crab cakes. Active time and total time, both 25 minutes, plus chill time, makes 8. We need 1/3 cup of mayonnaise, 1 large egg, 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 1 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon hot sauce, they used Tabasco, 2 scallions finely chopped, 2 tablespoons flat leaf parsley, finely chopped. The next thing, 2 teaspoons grated lemon zest, 2 8-ounce containers of lump crab meat picked through, 1/2 cup of panko, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 tablespoon unsalted butter, and creamy sauce. The recipe for that here is at the end for serving. In a medium bowl, whisk together mayonnaise, egg, mustard, Worcestershire sauce, and hot sauce. Stir in scallions, parsley, and lemon zest. Add crab and panko and mix to combine. Cover and refrigerate for 1 hour. Then shape the crab mixture into 8 1-inch thick cakes. Heat oil and butter in a large nonstick skillet on medium and cook crab cakes in batches until golden brown and heated through 3 to 4 minutes per side, adding more oil as necessary. Serve with creamy sauce if desired. So for the creamy sauce, in a bowl, combine 1/4 cup of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 1/2 tablespoon whole grain mustard, 2 teaspoons lemon juice, 1/4 teaspoon hot sauce, 1 scallion finely chopped, and 1 tablespoon chopped capers or pickles, optional. From Real Simple, learning a new trick, make pizza on the grill. Don't put your burger machine away just yet. Stephen Rachlin, author of the Barbecue Bible books and host of the TV series Project Fire and Planet Barbecue, shares how to whip up pies under the sky. First, prep the ingredients. Start with 6 to 8 ounce balls of store-bought or homemade dough. Each pizza will feed 1 or 2 people. Bring the dough to room temperature for easier stretching. Have all the toppings near the grill, pre-cooked if necessary. No raw sausage or broccoli here. Light your grill. Heat the grill in 2 zones, one medium-high and the other medium-low. Oil the grates with a folded paper towel dipped in vegetable oil. Use tongs to draw it across the grates. Do the dough. Stretch the dough on an oiled baking sheet, then drape it over the hotter zone of the grill. Cook for a few minutes until firm on the bottom and blistered on top. Flip and top it. Slide the dough onto the cooler zone of the grill and flip it with tongs. Top it with cheese first, then dollop on the sauce and add the rest of your toppings. Slide the pizza back to the hot side of the grill. Then finish strong. Close the grill and cook for a few minutes until the cheese is melted and the bottom side of the dough is firm. Slide the pizza onto a cutting board. Add herbs, olive oil, and more cheese if you want. Slice, serve, and enjoy. From Good Housekeeping, in season, grapefruit. Perk up dreary winter days with this sweet, tart, and juicy pink fruit. Peak season is right now. Enjoy it plain or in one of these vibrant recipes from our test kitchen, and they offer 3. First, shrimp and avocado salad. Cut segments from 2 ruby red grapefruit, peel and pith removed. Then chop. Add to a bowl and squeeze in 1/4 cup juice from pulp. Stir in 1/4 cup fresh lime juice, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 of a medium red onion, finely chopped, and 1/2 pound cooked shrimp, chopped. Refrigerate 30 minutes. Toss with 2 Persian cucumbers, chopped, 1 Fresno chili, and 1/3 cup cilantro, both finely chopped, and 2 tablespoons olive oil. Fold in 1 avocado, diced. Next, mocktail spritzers. In a small saucepan, combine 1 1/4 cups fresh grapefruit juice, 1/2 cup fresh lemon juice, 1 2-inch piece of ginger peeled and thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons pure maple syrup, and a pinch of cayenne pepper. Bring to a gentle simmer, then remove from heat and let steep 10 minutes. Strain into a jar, cover, and refrigerate until cold, about 1 hour. Divide among 6 ice-filled glasses, 1/4 cup each, and top with chilled grapefruit seltzer or plain seltzer. And a seasoning blend. Finely grate 1/2 teaspoon zest from 1 ruby red grapefruit into a small bowl. Then cut away top, bottom, peel, and pith. Into a medium bowl, cut segments from between the membranes. In a small dry skillet, toast 1/2 teaspoon Aleppo pepper on medium, stirring until fragrant, 30 seconds to 1 minute. Add to the grapefruit zest, along with 1 tablespoon dark brown sugar and 1/8 teaspoon kosher salt. Massage together and sprinkle over the grapefruit segments. From Real Simple, shrimp and artichoke scampi. Active time is 25 minutes, so is the total time. Serves four, and quick cooking. We need 12 ounces linguine, kosher salt for the pasta water, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 tablespoon finely chopped garlic, this will take about 3 cloves, 1/4 teaspoon crushed red pepper, 3/4 cup dry white wine, 1 12-ounce jar marinated quartered artichoke hearts drained with the marinade reserved, 1 pound peeled deveined large raw shrimp, 1/4 cup or half stick cold unsalted butter cut into 6 pieces, 1 teaspoon fresh lemon juice plus wedges for serving from 1 lemon, and 1/4 cup chopped fresh flat leaf parsley. Cook pasta in well-salted water according to package directions. Drain and set aside. Heat oil in a large skillet over medium-high. Add garlic and crushed red pepper. Cook until fragrant, about 30 seconds. Add wine. Cook, swirling occasionally, until wine is reduced by half, about 3 minutes. Add artichoke marinade and bring to a simmer over medium. Add shrimp. Cook until opaque, 2 to 3 minutes, flipping halfway through. Transfer to a plate with a slotted spoon. Add artichokes to the skillet and reduce heat to medium-low. Add butter 1 piece at a time, swirling to melt after each addition. Stir in lemon juice. Add cooked pasta and shrimp to the skillet, toss until combined and warmed through. Remove from heat and fold in parsley. Serve with lemon wedges. From Good Housekeeping, TikTok trends. Dig in or ditch. Social media is buzzing with creative diet and nutrition advice, but which tips are worth following and which fads should you skip? Here's our take. Dig in on hashtag Girl Dinner. Girl Dinner is essentially a small collection of random foods, similar to a mini cheese board. Sure, go ahead and pair popcorn and pickles, but aim for balance. Fruit, veggies, nuts, cheese, low-sodium jerky, and whole grain crackers would be a healthy and tasty mix. Next, dig in on Sleepy Time Mocktail. This bedtime beverage is a combination of tart cherry juice, magnesium, and prebiotic soda. It's not a miracle cure, but some research supports the idea that some of the ingredients may aid sleep when combined with good sleep habits, like limiting screen time before bed. And last, ditch, as in don't drink borax. You should never, under any circumstances, consume borax, a powdered laundry additive that helps detergents whiten and remove stains. Ingesting any amount can make you sick and put your health at serious risk. Do yourself and the staff at the ER a favor and keep it off the menu. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. See you next time.